First Military Survey. The First Military Survey was preceded by Müller's Survey, which included measurements using a compass and a Viator, which is a device, wheelbarrow truck, that records the number of times a wheel turns around a known circuit. This survey was carried out by Johann Christoph Müller, a German cartographer and geographer who created detailed maps of Hungary, Bohemia, and Moravia. However, when it was found out that the maps looted from the enemy during the Prussian-Austrian conflict were more detailed, Empress Maria Theresa ordered a new survey to be carried out. From a technical perspective, this was the first highly detailed nationwide mapping project performed not by an individual or individuals, but by a large group of experts and soldiers. The first military survey was carried out by soldiers, hence the name. Officers rode through the countryside on horses and drew maps using the à la vue method, or from the eye. The plans of towns and their fortifications and the plans of fortresses were drawn separately. Each officer had to cover an area of up to 350 square kilometers. At that time, maps did not yet use a network of precisely surveyed trigonometric points, so many sheets overlapped, and it was sometimes difficult to connect them up. The maps showed roads in great detail, distinguished by their passability, various types of buildings, churches, mills, etc., rivers, streams, and also how different types of land were used, arable land, meadow, and pasture. It is interesting to note that some sheets also show the sites of gallows used for the executions. On the edge of each sheet, on what is known as the Pouillon, there is a list of municipalities and other information, such as the number of inhabitants or horses. This information was valuable for the army, as well as for the censuses, levying taxes and other purposes. The maps portray Bohemia, Moravia, and Silesia during the periods 1764 to 1768 and 1780 to 1783.